What is up, everybody? We are back again this week talking J-Lo's performance at the Grammys and a lot more on Black Hollywood Lives, The Trend. Us away from you. What is up, everybody? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives, The Trend. I'm your host, Daryl Kristen. Joining me today is Courtney Stewart.
What up, y'all?
AKA Tammy Terrell.
Hey, hey. I wish.
I was like, when he coming with right now?
And DJ Jesse J, who's our backup singer, dancer, everything. Well, of course, we're playing some Motown because one of our topics today we'll be talking about is J-Lo performing at the Grammys.
Yeah.
The shade's already being thrown from Courtney. Already. And she rocking her
Western 4.
She rocking her Western 411 Mary J. Blige jacket today, so you in for a treat.
It's cold outside.
It is
a little chilly.
It's like awkwardly cold.
I mean,
it is.
Like getting
you
down,
posted
like,
about
real
this,
cold.
Courtney.
Yes, I'm mad. I'm living in Southern California. I don't expect to wake up and have it be 39, 40 degrees. Like, I need to go to the gym.
Wait,
I need weight too long.
I got in my car last night and there was literally ice on my windshield.
Yes. I'm not living this
chilly
life.
I was like
this,
what?
No. I do not pay 3 times, 10 times the rent that everybody else in the country pay to live in the cold.
See, I like it a little bit, though, because I can wear my coats from the East Coast and from the Midwest. I can wear sweaters.
We did that last week.
We're not going to have it a long time. Y'all acting like we're going to have it
for years. It's been nice and chilly for a while now. We had a couple months. I mean, let's be real. Like,
yeah, but this is technically February.
Who gives a flying fuck?
What is that? January rains, February.
Okay, no, honey.
But we've been having this since October.
Exactly.
It's been cold. Colder here.
It's colder here right now than it is at my mama's house in Georgia. It's colder here right now than my friend's house in freaking Ohio. It is cold in L.A.
And we get more rain.
About that life.
We get more rain next
rain.
Week.
You think it was Seattle.
See, I like the rain. I just wish it was going to happen not during the week. I like it when it's happening on the weekend when I can Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Netflix and Netflix.
Mm. I'm just saying.
Y'all know he got... He's chilling.
Netflix and chips.
Chips and Netflix. We chilling. All right.
We're chilling.
We should probably have a show at some point.
Oh, do we want to have a show?
We should probably have a show.
All right, and we do have a special guest today. She's going to mosey on. If she shows up, she's going to mosey
in. We'll slot her in.
Busy girl.
Inaya Lamese. She's a new R&B breakout artist. R&B and hip hop. So we'll be talking to her when she slides in a little bit later.
Ew.
So harmonizing. I don't know. We're doing our
good
own thing. Are we going to stories?
Well, yeah. So we harmonized.
We ain't got a video
like
today.
That.
No video.
Well, we had a Black History fact because it's Black History Month.
Yes.
Yeah. And this is Black Hollywood Live, so we got to share a little bit of information and pretend like we care about the culture and whatnot.
Right.
So, our Black History fact of the day is actually going to be, for those of you guys that don't know, on this actual day, February 7th. Okay. In 1926, Carter G. Woodson created Negro History Week, which is the predecessor to Black History Month. And many times, a lot of us kind of be like, why Black History Month is in February, the shortest month of the year, blah, 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 blah. Carter actually picked February specifically because it hosts the birth date of Abraham Lincoln and the acceptable birth date of Frederick Douglass, because, we don't exactly know when he was born, but the accepted date historically is that it was in February, February 12th and February 16th for Lincoln. So that is why the month of February was chosen.
Thank you for that fact.
Yes, so that's why we have this. A lot of y'all might not have known that, but that was how we got Black History Month. It started out as a week, and Carter G. Woodson, y'all should look him up. He was a very educated, scholarly man. Got his PhD from Harvard in 1912. He was an author, wrote a bunch of books, and he was very passionate about educating Black folks on Black folks and white folks on Black folks and all the contributions that we've done over the years in this country.
And yet it's 2019 and we're still doing the same Damn. Real quick, though, I know this ain't on our agenda to talk about. I just want to throw this in there, that Gucci ad.
It is on our agenda. Yeah, that's we're talking
Hello,
about blackface.
Did you
bro.
Not look at the...
It's okay,
well,
though.
Okay,
y'all, see, time. Dario don't always be participating in our lives. So
I do participate.
He was too busy Netflix and chilling.
It was just a lot to read when Courtney sent out her outline.
Speaking of Netflix and chill, can we just talk about this real quick?
Yes.
Abducted in Plain
no,
Sight.
No, we cannot. Move on.
I gotta
Jesse,
watch,
talk
watch
about
it.
The you, Grammys. Nuh-uh. Y'all don't get caught up. He got me caught up on, what was it, Wednesday night?
I just got caught up in y'all comments through the three-way
y'all
text.
Watch it and leave it in the comments. I want to know what y'all thought
Abducted
about it.
Abducted in Plain Sight.
I know y'all seen it.
A mess.
We've already talked about it on the live, but I want to know, leave it in the comments.
All right, I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Let's talk about it and let us know what you think about this next one. This Sunday, the Grammy Awards are heading on up, and typically I'm excited. This year, the performers, I'm like, meh. Not feeling it. And, well, seeing that, you know, everyone was supposed to, you know, not support the Super Bowl last week, and a lot of y'all did, I would think that maybe this week, maybe the Grammys should be kind of up for that, because they are pulling Jennifer Lopez to do a tribute number to Motown. Mm. Now, the likes of, you know, Motown Records still has people signed to it who are alive and creating music. You know, Bruno Mars wasn't available. Gladys Knight is out here doing everything right now, so we couldn't pull her.
I mean, didn't they just have Motown Live? I mean, we could pull some of the acts from Motown Live.
I mean, didn't American Soul just, like, premiere?
American Soul. Playing, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Like whose idea?
Maybe they're going to bring other people out with her.
But why is J-Lo, like, the headliner? Yeah, like, where did that even kind of make sense? And don't get me wrong, I don't want to make this about a color situation because, you know, actually, if somebody like Adele was picked to perform, I would be like, oh, she gonna slam on something. Shit,
yeah,
she's
I'm gonna be mad at that. Yeah.
J-Lo is great. Don't get me wrong, I love her.
Love her.
Love her.
So do I.
But, yeah, J-Lo ain't caught a harmony a day in her life.
And no, I know. And it's,
what? You don't think Love Don't Cost a Thing got a harmony?
Love don't cost a thing.
Electronically.
Even if I'm dancing with you.
Thing.
You know.
Okay. I try.
It's almost like blasphemous that she's going to be singing Motown music.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like, there's no...
You said blasphemous, damn.
And no, it is. There's no part, I've thought every feasible way, why? But there's nothing. There's no connection.
None. And I was like, ooh, maybe it's no, because Motown, you know, their groups were dancers and whatnot, but it wasn't, literally the vocals were the center, the music and the vocals were the center of Motownness. Mm-hmm. It was not this overall, if she's a great dancer, Britney Spears and just play it off.
Dance tribute to Motown,
yeah.
Which I'm like, that's still a little weird, but it's mostly about the singing.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not here for it. And I'm definitely not here for it if they bring people. I don't want to hear J-Lo and Gladys Knight singing.
Right.
Never.
I feel you. But that is a good point. I didn't think about that.
I mean,
that.
She barely survived singing with Ja Rule. Why would we put her? Why are y'all doing that to her?
Right. You're right. Okay. Well, here's the thing. So I tried to defend J-Lo a little bit because when she did the Prince performance at Super Bowl, I was pleasantly surprised. Me as a hardcore Prince fan was pleasantly surprised. As you sip your tea, I know. I get it. But I'm saying you haven't watched the whole thing. You only watched a snippet. And she did her thing.
Yeah, but the difference is Prince was a performer. You can what we saw, that was a production. It was her coming
Out it was more
purple.
About the dancing. I'll give you that.
Darling Nikki is sexual.
Yeah, and it was sexual.
And it's more playing with your voice. It's not sitting there singing
and I give you that.
Notes.
I really don't want to see her do the tribute. Trust me. I'm just saying the only reason I'm going to give her a little bit of credit is that she did do Prince and maybe she'll surprise us. Just a little bit. But maybe we have low expectations.
Thought this was a good idea?
I'm can we maybe a Selena tribute or something? We doing a Motown?
I do want to know more why they selected her.
That's
the part
I
haven't seen. If y'all know that, please put it in the comments on why they selected J-Lo.
Well, it's crazy because it came out. And nothing has been said about it.
Oh, some people, I mean,
no,
Black Twitter dragging her.
The Grammys aren't saying anything. Or her camp hasn't said it. No one said We know what we're doing.
Like, or she's tributing so-and-so from Motown, who she had a super personal connection with, like, or something. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense. Like,
yeah, but nowadays, isn't the easy out is for press to not do, you know, people to not do press now? You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
That's the easy out, because then you ain't got to, you ain't going to get dragged.
But just tell me
because
why.
Because I can't picture the Grammys not knowing that they weren't going to get this backlash, and then them sitting there now like, wait, people aren't liking this?
Yeah.
Like, I don't see them being shocked. Like, it's like,
I'm trying to think, what song could she actually,
that was the other thing. I'm like,
song
what is she about
really
to sing?
Perform that I would be like, okay, it kind of goes with her voice.
The Temptations? No.
No, because here's Gladys, the thing, all those songs, no. They were singing
with multiple voices and multiple
harmonies,
yeah. Abilities.
Like, yeah. She going to sing Dancing in the Street. She going to sing Baby Love. My Girl. Ooh. I Want You Back. Maybe she'll sing the Jackson 5.
Baby Love.
And that'll be horrible. That'll be horrible.
Cause she do
that'll
baby?
Be horrible. My who God. Is she going to do it with? Baby Love My is still
I mean, she could have a bomb backup singing to
fail.
It.
Love is like know. A heat wave.
I don't know.
Maybe she's going to do My Sherry Amore.
Oh, are you serious? She should never touch a Stevie Wonder now.
Lord.
Listen.
I am interested to see what happens, though.
Now
I feel like
now
it's going
to
be a disaster,
just to
but
see.
I'm interested.
Yeah. I mean, the Grammy is known for trying to do different takes on songs and bring in people that you normally wouldn't think would perform together. And sometimes it works. It's like when, even though I know I'm going to make a bad comparison because she can't sing, Alicia Keys, who's hosting the award show.
Well, some would debate that Alicia Keys vocally is in the camp with J-Lo.
Oh, are you kidding me? Who says that? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Have you seen her in concert?
Yeah.
I disagree with you 100%. Alicia Keys can sing.
We've had this conversation.
I know we have, but here's the thing. Did you see her perform a couple years ago with the country singer Maren?
Don't get it twisted.
She's definitely gotten way better.
She crushed it.
She's definitely gotten way better. Don't get me wrong. She's definitely gotten way better.
I think she knows what she has pockets of sound that she can flow with, for sure. But when
I wouldn't put her and J-Lo in the same category.
She'd be sitting right there with Ashanti.
I feel like she's got a little bit more than J-Lo's because she is musically trained differently. So, like, because she's a pianist and she's a musician,
she understands.
I think she understands the music a little bit better. So
I put J-Lo with Paula Abdul and Ashanti.
I actually think Ashanti's better than both of them.
Yeah, Ashanti is.
She is.
With Alicia Keys. Except Alicia Keys can play, but, like, vocally, like... I'm never checking for Alicia Keys. Like, yes, girl.
Really?
Oh, you hear that note? Did you hear that note?
Yeah, me neither.
But
man, we are divided
but
in this room. Divided. All right.
Oh, I love Songs in A Minor will forever be.
That's my jam. That album.
But ooh, it's also like,
she had several in between that though.
Yeah.
Like that Fearless one. What was the one where she was on the cover with the clouds?
I'm just tired of the Women on Fire song.
I am tired of the fire.
Oh, God, right. I'm like, can somebody put her out?
Girl,
I hate it.
Fire.
Anyway.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Speaking of people on fire, maybe people we should fired. Set on fire.
Right.
So this week in Black History, we've also discovered that apparently blackface is still fun and totally normal and excusable even in the last 30 years. So obviously this topic was initially just going to be like, yo, what's going on in Virginia that all these white men when they was in college, these grown-ass men in medical school in the 80s thought it was like totally normal to like put shoe polish on their face and go in blackface to parties and then take pictures and then take those pictures and put them in yearbooks, because it all came out that basically the governor supposedly was posing in a picture in blackface with a friend in a KKK hood. But then he said it was him, but then he said it wasn't him. So now he's not saying anything, so don't nobody know for real. But then his person under him, I think it was the attorney general, decided to like admit also that he also wore blackface regularly, apparently.
Not regularly.
As an adult.
Well, on the weekend.
Because they were like, oh, it was like a normal thing. Like, we didn't know it was offensive. Y'all, this was the late 80s. We knew it was offensive. And then it's just whatever. So that's where this story started. And then we woke up this morning and the Italians have also decided that blackface is like fun and a joke and should be couture. So we got Gucci on the radar this morning because they made an outfit that was a jumper for like almost $900, I think it was. Mm-hmm. It was basically
like a
turtleneck up your face that's black, and it has a cutout at the mouth, but the cutout at the mouth also has bright red large lips on it, and apparently there's also a ski mask that goes with the outfit so that you can like have both pieces, and yeah, they apologized and decided to pull it from the stores and all this other stuff when people started being like, yo, that's freaking blackface in a sweater. What the fuck are y'all doing? They apologized.
See, I saw, like, when I first saw it, like, when you go to Pride, it reminded me of a lot of dominatrixy things. Like, they play that leather thing and, like, that's and that zip up thing with the lips,
but it's leather but zipper, but it's not usually like red
big lips.
It is because it's supposed to be like that's where the lips are, and you put things in it, and but and what you're supposed to have like danks.
Oh, okay.
It's like Dario, like you don't know.
Like, have you ever seen American Horror Story?
Just wanted to say it. Yes.
So it's like that, but a more intense
version. Yeah, but it's
version,
like leather have, and latex and zippers, and this was like, clearly not that.
Yeah, and
this was a knit sweater.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Would you have thought about it differently? When I saw it, I was like blackface, my personal opinion. But would it have been, someone asked me this question, would I have thought differently if it was a black model in the outfit versus a white model?
Yes, I would have thought differently and thought, why the fuck are you wearing that?
Oh, yeah. Or what if it was like a white sweater with the lip thing in it?
I
wouldn't have thought about it then. I wouldn't have.
Because if it's a white sweater with the lips, it doesn't have the historical reference that a black sweater and the lips does.
Right.
And we keep trying to pretend like, oh, well, that. Because a lot of people are upset. They're like, oh, we found another thing to be upset about. It's not that big of a deal. People wear these funny masks for skiing and stuff like that all the time. Okay. If you want to buy that, go ahead. I don't buy it.
But there was, once again, no one on the staff of Gucci of color who said, this is probably not a good idea to put this in the stores.
I guarantee their references, which is still stupid, but their reference was of that sexual dominatrix world.
Because see, I'd rather them say that.
I'm starting to see a lot of the harnesses come into fashion right now. Like, well, all harnesses that stuff are definitely starting to play.
I saw that.
And as soon as I saw that, I was like, we are really over sexualizing everything.
I would buy that if not maybe 2 years ago, not even 2 years ago. I believe it was Dolce & Gabbana. I could be wrong. And I don't remember if it was the mammy trope or something that they ended up using, like the earrings and this whole pattern of another racist-ass trope from black people. I don't remember which one. I think it was the mammy, but I'm not sure. But it was Dolce & Gabbana. And they made this whole line based on that. For some reason, high-end fashion brands have used these racist pictures as inspiration because they see it as art and decide that, oh, it's not. It's still just art. Because I remember Dolce & Gabbana's like comment about it. Something was like about it being like representative of art and why they thought it was beautiful and this, that, and the other. And it's just like,
really?
It's because you, whatever. I just think it's, I don't buy for a second that they didn't realize that it could be, even if they were going to say, oh, that's not how we want it to be, they definitely knew it could be
it's
read that
spark
way.
Some
because
controversy.
These are not
right.
stupid, yeah. uneducated, uncultured yeah. people, and
right.
they are international people that are fully aware of images and things like that that go on. Because they study that art to be inspired to make clothes to begin with. So to tell me that, like, oh, no, they definitely were, I think it's bullshit. And that's why I think the apology was bullshit.
Yeah, it was a lame apology anyway. So, I mean,
it's like, just be honest. It's like, yeah, we thought it was dope, and it didn't work, so we're gonna take it off. And then I would still think you're whack, but at least you're being real.
I agree. I mean, I just, yeah, I wish they had said something in that more regard, or even if they had said, listen, we had it to design this way and wanted to push the button in fashion. But
yeah.
Oh, no. See.
It's like literally.
Oh, isn't that the one where somebody wore those in London to like one of the.
Probably.
And she got, it was a queen or something like that.
It might have been. Yeah, but I remember it was a huge thing. And
it
wasn't that long ago.
Yeah,
so
they said, it's an homage.
It's an homage. Yeah. It's an homage to whatever. And I get that, like, they're whatever. I'm just annoyed.
In other words, don't do it.
But they're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
It's just
because it's going to be talked about.
That's why I'm not understanding the apology, and I think the apology is bullshit. But thanks. That was fun to wake up to.
Yeah.
Almost, it's funny. We've had all of this. Like, Monday we had Liam Neeson killing black bastards.
Yes.
Then by Tuesday we found out about the governor of Virginia in blackface. And then Wednesday, then, like, we've had it
every day. I can't
even
watch it. I mean, okay, so let's talk about that real quick. What do you think about the whole Liam Neeson thing? Because there's a lot of people who are coming to his defense, like D.L. Hughley and, you know, other
Terry Crews actually was saying, like, you should be able to change. And,
you know, you should be able to change. And that if, you know, if that had happened to someone else and they knew that it was the race, like, they would go after
so
that person.
So was it a video or was it in a article. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't remember if it was an on-camera interview or not. The original one.
Because remember, I was Once I couldn't find him, I'm like, let's not Jussie Smollett this. And I was like, but I have
I think it was just an interview, like in a magazine or something. I could be wrong.
But then he went on GMA and made it clear.
And then he made it clear on GMA, yeah.
He definitely said it, and it was all real and whatever.
I mean, I genuinely, I did see that part, and I think that he was remorseful, but it still goes back to the fact of the white privilege of not even understanding what words that you use in choice. Even by saying black bastard, it just didn't sit well with me.
And that I always roll back to, if Denzel Washington, who's same age bracket, was in that place, and he went up and talked about, he said something extremely derogatory about and called white men white bastards, and that he wanted to murder, and that he walked the streets hunting. Essentially, because Liam Neeson was saying he was hunting for a black dude.
And if a random black dude had even approached him, he was going to try and kill that person. He wanted a random black dude. He wasn't even going after the same dude.
Not looking for the guy. He was just looking for a random person. And if a man of color of that had said something similar, I was hunting and blah, 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 I don't think the reaction would have been the same. It's like, oh, we should probably think, even though some would argue that as a black man, he got way more justification to go hunting for a white man to kill than any black, any white man has ever had in this country. But obviously Liam was over, he said he was hunting at the pub, so he was in Ireland or wherever the hell he's from.
And Scotland. I forgot who made this, they put this social media tweet out, and they were basically saying, listen, Liam, you know, Mr. basically white privilege and not realizing your words, if every black man or black person who out of history of slavery and all the things that we've gone through from white people taking our kids, killing us, lynching us, if we were like, let's go get every white person out there because of what's happened with our heritage, it would be no white people left. So come on, Liam.
I mean, I'm glad you saw the error of your ways, but the whole like
still, but it makes me look at his movies differently, and I love Taken.
It doesn't make me look at the movie differently. It makes me look at him as a person differently.
That's what I mean. I'm sorry. That's what I meant.
But it's so funny because I was watching something. Literally, I was flipping through the channels, and one of his movies came on, and I was like, there's all white people in there.
Love Actually will never feel the same.
And his movie, what is it? Pursuit, something. Close Pursuit or something like that?
Yeah, Cold Pursuit.
I heard it's, well, they're doing no press for it, first of all. They canceled the red carpet.
That's the other thing. Yeah. Why?
It should have been more pressure.
Because
for him
they know he's going
to
get questioned by everybody. Ain't nobody
attention
to the movie.
I'm saying why, because he did the interview while on, he was starting the press tour.
He was starting the press
tour,
right, yeah.
And why did this come up at all? Like, other than,
because
like,
I think it's something with the movie subject.
But I understand that. But it's one thing to be like, you know what? I definitely had some racist tendencies in my past that I had to come to terms with and recognize and change. But to actually detail,
right,
this is what happened. I was looking for black bastards. I was hunting them. I wanted to murder them.
Right.
Like, where did that energy come from?
Yeah, it's like really
intense. Because your message is effective by saying, I definitely was racist and I needed to work that out. And I would like to see, like, did you call out additional racism after that? Like, do you have any part in helping that in your personal community, your circle, or anything like that?
Yes, I'm sure.
Do you hold on to those deeper in your, and you don't act out on them anymore, but you still got that
in
your mind?
Well, he says that he's not racist, but, you know, I don't know. I just know I can't see his movies the same way, but.
I just know that's a mess.
That's a mess. All right.
That's a mess.
That's a messery. All right, we're going to move on to our EUR Web Story Spotlight of the Week.
Spotlight of the week.
Well, speaking of messery and being hunted, some would say that 21 Savage is being hunted right now by the U.S. government because as of last Sunday, he was detained for allegedly overstaying his visa. Some are saying that he hid his immigration status from the U.S. government and that he is now, if he is seen as being, you know, as doing this, he could face up to 10 years, a 10-year ban for reentering the U.S. the U.S. if he's deported. And basically what they're saying is that he's born in London.
Visa's been up for 4 years.
No, I thought it'd been up since he was like 12. No.
I saw 4 years.
I saw 4 years today. Originally they said something about being 12, but then I saw something today that said it was like 4 years. And you know, he was born in London. And ICE reported that he was he was part of a targeted operation, and the things getting worse because when they detained him, they also found a loaded gun in his car. So now that's even a second part of all of this drama that's going on with 21 Savage.
Dumb. Why do you have a loaded gun in your car, sir?
Yeah, and so I mean, there it just keeps going on, and all these new facts are surfacing about this. So what do you guys think when you first heard this story? Do you think that it is something that he was actually part of a staged kind of trigger to get him in trouble?
Wait, what? What do you mean a stage trigger?
Not stage. Sorry, let me rephrase that. Was he part of some conspiracy, you think, to really, you know, we got all these immigration things going on right now in the White House and these conversations that keep going on. Do you think that this was something that he really was, like his lawyers are trying to say, that he was a victim in this?
Of course his lawyers are saying that.
I don't know, because it seems like there's lots of different information, like, from just this new information. Like, I was under the impression that the visa had expired when he was still a teenager and has gone these last, like, 10 years and nobody said anything, even though he has been arrested before. And had some other, I don't remember what the other issue was, because somebody also posted on Instagram a video about how there's their own conspiracy theory about how it's funny how somebody that came, because everybody's coming hard for him because he's not from Atlanta.
Right,
but
right.
As a child, he came to Atlanta. He's been there for 15 years. Yeah. Like, he grew up and went to high school there. He's from Atlanta, technically.
I mean, I'm from Ohio, but I lived in New York for a long time. Exactly. So sometimes I say I'm from New York.
Iggy Azalea was out here doing the same thing.
Yeah. Right. Good point.
Nobody trying to kick her out of the country.
Right.
But that's true. It's funny.
Well, she's white. She did her paperwork very correctly.
Well, anyway. But anyway, so they were saying how, like, when he was causing problems and being a problematic youth, nobody had an issue. But then suddenly now he's actually been doing things in support of the community and has sort of turned life around. Like, why all of a sudden is it in a huge issue to the point where they have to detain him and, like, get him out of the whatever and this, that, and the other? And then with the loaded gun thing, I get frustrated because I'm like, I know if it's not a legal gun, it's not cool. But at the same time, knowing who he is, I understand why he would have a loaded gun.
Absolutely. I would have a loaded gun.
Especially where he is.
You have your boys and your shit around you. Like, Joel Santana just got in trouble for this exact same
thing. Well, Joel Santana tried to go to the damn airport.
Yeah, I was
going to
say he tried to go to the airport.
Leg.
Yeah, I was going
to
say. He was tripping.
And then he turned around and ran.
Right.
So, that's not the thing. But it's a mess. And I hope that he, visa paperwork ain't easy and he going to have to get out the country, apparently.
Well, I hope he's not deported because he will not.
I think he's going to be deported.
No, he's going to be deported. But he can still, if they don't find that he was, hiding it or whatever the case is and everything's clean, he can still get an entertainment visa to come back. But my whole situation is what I think it is kind of like you're famous now.
Right.
So now you're on a radar.
He's a target.
And all that. But the past 4 years, you've slipped under the radar, however reasons, and this ain't the year for it.
So once they get
a hint, then it's like, whoa, hold up, pause, break.
And I definitely tell my Hispanic friends, y'all better get your paperwork.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and don't get caught.
Yeah, the question
for dumb
is
stuff,
the, even
like
the,
pulled
even the,
over and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Like, it's just like driving without insurance or driving without, you know
I
what
I
mean?
I got pulled over last
your
night
registration.
We're driving without.
I ain't got a registration or insurance right now. It's got to do all that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, it sucks.
What?
Well, I got to renew it.
And mine was just,
how?
I got the new insurance form in the mail, but I forgot to put it in my car, but I did get pulled over.
But that's the thing. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not right. You know, you can get away for doing it for so long, but there's going to come that day.
But then he's also like famous now, right? So technically he would have, or some kind of people. For all we know, he thinks the paperwork was filed and it turned out it wasn't filed. And, so it's unfortunate. And
or he's been here for how long and hasn't had to deal with the visa stuff.
Yeah.
Which actually, no, because what's it called? TK Trinidad, who does BHL with us, she was telling me, because she's from Canada, and you have to check in every, I don't remember what it was, but she has to check in consistently.
Yeah.
Like, they came to her house one time, and she was like, it's already been filed, you can talk to my lawyer, and they had dealt with the whole situation. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just make sure you're, these aren't the times to be.
No, but I still think it's messed up that he is, unfortunately, I think he's being made an example.
Well,
and yes,
these aren't the times. What isn't fair is that he's in a cell right now.
Right.
Oh, yeah, like a criminal.
Like a criminal, yeah.
And I heard that it is like horrible, actually, like beyond like what some of my friends who have been to jail have been through. And I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's absolutely ridiculous. So,
yeah.
But,
yeah.
What did you guys think?
Jay-Z said he was going to help him.
What you go? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He did.
Legal, give him legal.
Jay-Z and someone else. I can't remember. But they're going to pay for his
they're
lawyers.
They're going to pay for his lawyers,
Oh, that's good.
So, go ahead. Yeah. Did you guys go green on Monday, vegan on Monday for Beyonce and Jay-Z?
I am doing meatless Mondays. Okay. But I already kind of was.
Bitch, you was not even checking nothing.
Sorry, I had a turkey burger. My bad.
I forgot.
That's the new Green Deal, guys. You can change the world just by picking one day of not eating meat. Just one day.
I can do that.
Just one day. It doesn't have to be Monday. It could be any day.
I also want to talk to Beyonce, too, because they do the whole like thing where if you go vegan for a whole year, they'll give you 30 years of free Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah, and the jokes running around like, don't nobody want to go see Jay-Z and Beyonce when they're 65?
Y'all old now. Right. Like, could we have done this, like,
hey, look,
right before the Formation tour?
They're doing what they can, okay? Right. They're doing what they can.
And they're going to be touring a lot more. Let's just be honest about that.
Do you think so? Y'all think they're going
to
more?
I think the Steamboat's starting to...
I think they're going to put another one out.
I think they're going to try to get a good movie moment.
Yeah.
And then if that doesn't happen, then they will do another tour. Yeah. But if the movie moment finally really happens for Beyonce, she ain't going to be on tour for it.
I don't know.
She got babies. And at some point, they're going to want to settle. Because her kids are getting school age. So, you know, they're going to be like,
we out. Yeah.
We out.
All right. Well, we are out, actually.
We're out. It's the time.
And sorry, our guest didn't show up. So she was stuck in traffic. Maybe we'll catch her on another show.
Check her next time.
Courtney, where can fans find you in your Mary J. Blige? What's the 411 code?
I am everywhere at Stuart Starlet.
Jesse.
Boom, everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
And what about your show?
And make sure you guys go check out, if you guys go to iTunes and you watch Love and Hip Hop, check out Love and Hip Hop, The T. It's VH1's first official podcast. Please subscribe, leave a comment, give me some love.
Jesse got a big old billboard at the Viacom building up in New York City, y'all. He's a star. He's a star.
See his face.
One day.
That's right. So you can catch me at Daryl Kristen on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that fun stuff. And on the new season 3 of This Is LA on CBS, which will be coming out in a couple weeks. I'll let y'all know. Check it out. And hope you let us know what you guys think about the Grammys and J-Lo's performance, because we will be, well, some of us will be watching, some of us won't, I guess.
And also leave if you watched Abducted in Plain Sight. So
yeah, watch that too.
Y'all gonna be so mad y'all watch that show.
White, talk about white people.
Right. All right, y'all. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Daryl Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me, @KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.